For a while, it looked like Governor Chris Christie would not get to watch the Super Bowl from the vantage of a luxury box, even though the game will be played in the Meadowlands in New Jersey, where he is governor. But New Jersey Public Radio reporter Terry Langford explains that thanks to an agency he controls, Christie will get access to box seats that day after all.
The past few weeks aside, there are some real perks to being New Jersey's leader. You got a driver, a security detail, and oh yes, a luxury box at the stadium where the Jets and Giants play in East Rutherford. That's for the normal season, though. Last fall, Christie spokesman Mike Druniak told the Star-Ledger newspaper the governor wouldn't have a box during the Super Bowl because football stadiums hosting Super Bowls lose control of the luxury suites. Chris Makovich of the ticket sales site TickIQ explained how MetLife's 220 luxury suites will be redistributed, mostly to corporate sponsors and special guests for next month's extravaganza.
So the NFL is actually controlling all the inventory there.
But that doesn't mean Christie won't have a box for the Super Bowl. It turns out that he's getting a loaner. The New Jersey Sports and Exposition Authority is the public agency that manages the land under MetLife Stadium and also gets some perks for being the landlord. During regular season, it too has a box with 30 seats. For the Super Bowl, the NFL let the state agency keep its box, but the authority won't use it. Wayne Hassenbelg is head of the Sports Authority.
We have, you know, a suite, and as part of the consideration for the services we're providing, as well as being the landlord for the complex, we are turning that over to the governor. And from there, my job is over.
The head of the Sports Authority, by the way, is appointed by Governor Christie. Who the governor will invite is anyone's guess.
Again, you'd have to talk to the governor's office about that.
Druniak, Christie's spokesman, didn't respond to questions about the governor's Super Bowl plans. And unlike some other cities where governmental entities make lists of visitors to their sports boxes public, there's no record kept by the Sports Authority or the governor's office as to who they entertain in those suites. For WNYC, I'm Terry Langford.